Listen to challenging topics and insightful conversations. We don't just report the news. We provide the real story behind the headlines by talking to global decision makers and influential figures. This is The Agenda.
This week on The Agenda, the AI Games. We're at London's Olympic Park to hear how artificial intelligence will transform Paris 2024. Artificial intelligence has already more than made its mark in every industry and in all our lives. And ahead of the Paris Olympics this summer, the world of sport is really getting its act in gear. I'm here at the Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park, home of the London Games 2012, for the launch of the International Olympic Committee's AI agenda. The president of the IOC, Thomas Bach, explained to me the thinking behind it.
It is to make the athletes and every participant in sport the best conditions available to have a more equitable sport, to have a sport and athletes in solidarity, and to put the human being, the athletes, at the center of everything. That means we are not talking about replacing the athlete, we are talking about supporting the athlete.
How would you say that the worlds of sport and data are inextricably linked?
They are linked from the very beginning. You know, sport has always been about data. You have results, you have timing, it is one, and the Olympic Games always have also been milestones in technological development, if you look at broadcasting, for instance. But this relationship will now even get closer, because AI is offering so many opportunities to each individual that it is really hard to imagine at this moment in time where this will end.
You mentioned broadcasting, and I wonder how you think AI is changing the way people are going to be able to watch the Olympics, and also how it's going to be monetized, how it's going to make money.
The money is not the real consideration, but it will make broadcasting will create a much more immersive experience for the spectator. And at the very end, I think every spectator can be his or her own director. There you will be able to decide which camera position you want to see, which athletes you want to focus on, whether you want to have something about the ambience in the stadium. It will be a totally different world.
We'll have access to so many touch points that maybe we could be at-home judges. Are you thinking about opening up the judges to the public?
No, that's that's always a great sport. The people at the TV screen or and their device, they have always been the much better coaches and the much better referees than the ones on the field of play. But now, you know, when also the people on the field of play will have all these tools available to them, then maybe even there it can be more equitable.
The technology is so fast changing, though, isn't it? If you just think back to the last Olympics and to the one before that, so much has changed. It's really advancing fast with each Olympics. Which innovations are you most excited about for Paris 2024?
I think there are, one is again about the athletes. It's the safeguarding procedures there we have established. And secondly, it will be the new opportunities already for the spectators, you know, that you can put your own highlights together, and all this in real time, and that the spectators will also have much more data available for them, which makes them also much better understand what it really means for an athlete to achieve this level of performance, and in some cases maybe also even to understand the referee.
But what's the game changer? What's being used at Paris 24 that really is a bit of a showcase for AI at the Olympics?
No, that's the broadcasting programs I was just mentioning. And we have to see, you know, we are at the very beginning of this journey. And there I think it's already remarkable what we can see in Paris being achieved, but at the same time already having a look forward to LA 28 and what then it can mean for the organization of the games, what it can mean, as you have seen today, for sports equipment, also, you know, creating more solidarity, more equitable conditions for the athletes all across the world. So it's a fascinating new world.
But Deloitte has said that the sports analytics industry is worth $4 billion. How is AI supercharging what sponsors and what advertisers are doing?
I think their sponsors and advertisers can benefit in two different ways. One, with AI, they can also create much more individualized, much more personalized messages. On the other hand, with the ever-growing reach of sport in the world population, look, the Olympic Games will be followed by more than half of the world's population. That's an incredible reach they can achieve through sport. And the AI stakeholders with regard to marketing and sponsorship, they have an area where they can show and showcase that AI can greatly and will greatly contribute to a values-based development of performance and of well-being of humans.
When you launched the Olympic AI agenda, you said there are enormous opportunities out there, but you also said there were some risks. What are you being mindful of?
Again, you know, the Olympic AI agenda is a values-based agenda, and this means with regard to challenges and risks, for instance, that the tools we are offering, that it must remain an offer. That if you take, let's say, talent identification, that you cannot force a young guy that if you want to enter sport, you have first of all to do this program and talent identification. This must be up to them. And for the ones who decide to do it, they must still have the free choice. So even if the talent identificator of AI is saying you would be a great wrestler, then this young guy must still have access to tennis, because the human decision then must prevail over AI.
And what about the risks that AI could inadvertently bring with it? I wonder if you think there should be a framework around technology in sport, like there is for doping, for example.
For doping, there. You know, I'm sure the World Anti-Doping Organization will join the efforts of this Olympic AI agenda, because also for them, when it comes to detection of doping, when it comes to samples and analysis, AI is offering huge opportunities.
So lots of opportunities out there. Thomas Bach, a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
One of the key issues of any games, and indeed any multi-sport event, is cost. Paris 2024 has already passed $9 billion. I spoke to Christophe Dubi, the IOC's Olympic Games Executive Director, about how AI might improve the organisational process.
It's going to change drastically the way we do business. You're right, it's complicated. It is expensive. I must say it's balanced as well with private resources. We make a point. Take this velodrome here around us. The planning for this, I'm not speaking construction, but for the operations, is fairly simple, but it's resource consuming. It's all about determining what resources are needed for which purpose at any given point in time during the duration of the cycling competitions. Now, that is fairly mechanic, except that today it takes hundreds of people to get to a plan that works down to the second. When you go live, it's that second. It cannot be 10 later, right? So it's down to the second. Now, what if artificial intelligence informed on data from previous games, and Paris is very important for us in this respect, can produce the first cut of a plan? It means that the resources that were needed before can focus on one thing, which is more important than the plan. It is to cater for all the fans and the experience of the athletes.
So you're working smarter, and in doing that, you're saying you save money.
Save money and you focus on people. So when you overlay this plan on top of a city that runs on smart solutions, it's getting easier to mingle two things. One, the normal life and the functioning of the city with the demands of the games. So it's all about optimization of plans thanks to smart solutions and big data.
How is AI going to help Paris 2024 keep the games safe?
Cybersecurity, identification of threats, huge effort. All actors are involved from the government down to some of our partners that were here today. It's a combined effort to plan for what is a very sophisticated operation, because we know we will be under threat, right? Attacks will come no matter what. So we have to have the most robust solution to fight back. So, of course, AI will help.
It's not without controversy, is it? When you think about facial recognition, not everyone's on board with that. Even though it will keep us secure, that's an infringement of privacy, something the French are big on.
And this was a very interesting debate in French society, and it won't be facial recognition. And the nuance here is really important. It will be identification of behaviors, but not facial recognition. They were very clear that in France, you couldn't identify an individual, but you can identify a behavior, a given pattern of behavior in the crowd. So this is what they're doing this summer. We're going to be safe.
We're going to be safe? But how else are all of these AI initiatives that you've been studying, how are they going to enhance the Paris Games?
You mentioned cybersecurity. It's behind. You cannot see that, right? Some of the translations for the simplest and shortest news, immediate ones, these are the kind of tools we will be using at this point in time. We heard Yanis Exarchos speaking about this massive amount of production we do on TV, tagging of all information, production of highlights in a much quicker fashion. So this is how it will help.
Absolute pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
Same pleasure.
Still to come here on the agenda, we'll speak to five-time Olympic gold medal winning gymnast, Nadia Comaneci. Welcome back to the agenda at the Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park in London as the International Olympic Committee launches its AI agenda. Now, one of the key platforms is the help that AI might give to competitors and judges at the upcoming Paris Games. Five-time Olympic gold medal winning gymnast Nadia Comaneci told me what impact that's having.
I think AI will help. Definitely, I don't think we'll be able to eliminate the human judging. Gymnastics is very complex. I think that there are many skills in a code of points that, you know how many twists you do in the air, if the landing was right in a right angle, if the space where you land, where is it, and how many deductions, how many turns you take when you go out. So that will help at the beginning, because every sport, every federation, together with AI, they need to build something together to help and speed up the judging, but also be sure that doesn't overstep too fast and go with the base and grow from there.
When you think about the areas of conflict when it came to judging, which ones will it smooth over?
Was that a triple twist? Was that a quad? Was that a 110 deduction? Was that a 310 deduction? Was this out of the, you know, space? I mean, that would be easy to see with the AI. Not be able to read all the routines and exercises because gymnastics is complex. And then, you know, if I plan to do plan A and then I also have plan B, and then you're not going to know which one it is.
How do you think that AI is going to change the whole Olympic experience for athletes in terms of their preparation, in terms maybe of their fitness more generally?
Oh, a lot more, because we had to discover everything on ourselves, you know, 40-something years ago. We realized that, you know, to be able to do a skill, you have to be stronger, which means you need to do conditioning. So we had to figure out what kind of conditioning we do. So everything was created from the base of not knowing everything. With AI, you're going to know exactly what part you have to make stronger, which one is weaker. It will help develop an athlete to be able to learn the skill that they want to learn. So, yeah, it will be very important on that aspect.
And as they're preparing for the games, the athletes might be able to see the stadium and the space that they're going to be performing in.
Yeah, that will be helpful, even though you have to be on it. You know, in gymnastics, you have to be on it and physically understand, you know, where the light is, where the colors of the mats, where the pirouette is doing, where you're supposed to, you know, land and what's behind you. So the human part of the athletes is the human part of the athletes. But a lot of the things that the athletes had to discover on their own to take time to do it, that will be available.
What about support for AI officials and for judges on things like image analysis? Is that going to increase fairness, do you think, when it comes to evaluating performances?
I think as long as there are some margins with every sport, for example, you know, you will know why the deductions are taken, and the public and the fans will understand why is this 110 deduction and one is this 310 deduction, because they're going to explain what's supposed to be instead of what it is not. Or
it sounds like at home we can all be couch experts, can't we? Because we're all
basically
going to be looking at all
yes,
of this.
Yes, you'll see the angle.
Do you think that there's a possibility that the AI is going to raise the bar higher from a technical perspective, from in terms of expectation, in terms maybe of pressure, and the natural evolution of the sport? I mean, things
no,
have changed
because
a lot.
Everything needs to be done in a favor of the athlete. So those margins have to be done between the, you know, the rules, the athlete, and the little margin needs to be there for the fairness of the athlete.
Well, you scored that perfect 10 in Montreal.
Yes.
All those years
a
ago.
A perfect 1.00 because the computers were not ready.
You were way ahead.
Was
of the
I the AI then? Discovering, you know, I was able to create, not knowing, an innovation.
But do you think then having some of this technology at your fingertips would have made you even better, or would have given your competitors more of an advantage?
I don't think I would have been better. Maybe the competitors would have known more about. But I don't think so.
You beat an AI. Nadia Konominec, absolute pleasure speaking to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
We've heard about some of the ways in which AI will impact this year's Olympics, but how did the IOC come up with those ideas? I spoke to Amit Joshi, Professor of AI, Analytics and Marketing, who was a member of the working group tasked last year to come up with the agenda.
So this amazing group was put together by multiple folks inside IOC who realized the importance and the potential importance of AI as a technology, not only for IOC itself, but for the country organizations, the athletes, the spectators, as well as the future competitors. And that's how the group got put together.
But when you think of a huge organisation like the International Olympic Committee and something as seemingly limitless as artificial intelligence, where do you start?
We actually started by putting together a panel of experts across various areas. So obviously we had technical people, but we also had athletes, we had business people, we had people who understood the ethical aspects of this. And we started with understanding exactly what IOC's philosophy was and tried to build around that.
Well, the IOC president, Thomas Bach, he's insisted that they're taking a holistic approach towards artificial intelligence. How important is that?
I think that's crucial. A technology like this that's going to impact multiple facets and multiple aspects of the whole thing that IOC does, it is going to be almost impossible to just take a look at very, very narrow or very, very siloed kinds of applications. It was almost imperative to take a look at an absolutely holistic, like Thomas Bach said, and a completely overarching view of this technology across these spheres.
And what we're learning from this technology is it might be good for the athletes and good for the spectators, but maybe there are applications beyond the world of sport.
Without a question. I have a feeling that not only the agenda, but the technology that's developed as a consequence of being used in the Olympics can be used from everything from healthcare to pharmaceuticals to manufacturing, all kinds of things to, you know, helping people access things much better in electronic spheres. I think the opportunities are limitless.
And what about more specifically in the world of sport? So outside the Olympic sphere, if you like, what are you learning? What are you hoping to get from this?
What I'm really hoping is that this makes sport much more accessible across the world, right? One of the cool things about this technology, specifically about generative AI, is that if you have access to the internet, you can access the most powerful AI ever created. Now, add that with what the IOC is doing, and the sheer accessibility of this will hopefully change lives all around the world.
You talk about accessibility, but not everyone has that same connectivity or perhaps the financial means to get that latest gadget or gizmo that is going to enhance their performance or give them the analytics they need.
I absolutely agree with you, right? And this is part of the places where, this is one of the places where this agenda or what the IOC is thinking about actually plays a role, because it tries to even the playing field between the haves and have-nots, right? I mean, we'll probably never get it perfectly even, but this is an attempt to actually try to level the playing field a bit in this context.
There are lots of opportunities you're talking about here when it comes to AI, and AI in sport in particular, but there are risks too. How did you address those? You mentioned having ethics experts on the panel, but beyond talking about it, what safeguards are in place?
I think this committee was supposed to come up with more general kinds of themes and general kinds of guidelines. Nonetheless, some of the things that were discussed and thought about were things like abuse that athletes have to deal with, right? The kinds of biases that sometimes happen at various levels in the selection and processing of these athletes. So these were topics that were actually very, very seriously thought of in the committee and have been addressed in this particular thing.
When we talk about AI in other fields, people worry about losing their jobs, about robots replacing humans. In the world of sports, are we going to be watching a robot run the 100 meters?
No chance. No chance. I think the sheer passion, the sheer emotion of watching an Usain Bolt do what he did, or watching Lindsey Vonn or any of these amazing athletes do what they did, I don't think that'll ever be replaced. And I think a great example of that is actually horse racing. You know, we don't ride horses to work anymore, but horse racing still draws millions of people around the world. So same way, I think even if robots do everything else, which I don't think they will, we will still have humans competing in these games.
So no matter how advanced that technology gets, it's all going to have that human heart.
Without a question, you cannot replace human emotion.
So where do you see AI developing for future games? Is the sky the limit?
I do think the sky's the limit, right? Everything from personalizing the games just for yourself, making it discoverable, getting to know new events, but also discovering new athletes from places that you've never heard of, and making the whole thing just so much more fun across generations. I see nothing but great stuff ahead.
I mean, Joshi, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Coming soon on the agenda, we'll be in Belgrade to speak to the governor of the National Bank of Serbia. But for now, from me, Juliet Mann, and from all of the agenda team at the Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park in London, goodbye.